Our passage of scripture this morning comes from John's Gospel, beginning in chapter 20 with verse 19, concluding with verse 31. The Gospel lesson, the Word of God, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. The scripture passage is a continuation of the Easter morning reading. And so the first part is taking place on the evening of that first Sunday, Easter morning. And so on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad that they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and place my finger in a mark, the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will not believe." And 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were again shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but be believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives, our daily living. Oh God, how often we seek that peace. That peace that can only come from Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh God, we pray for that peace that passes our understanding. Comfort us now, oh God, quieting our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, oh God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. That's mine. We'll see if I can get things to come on now. I do have a few little things here. I had to write it down because my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. Also, my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. An elderly woman decided to prepare her will and told her preacher that she had two final requests. First, she wanted to be cremated. And secondly, she wanted her ashes scattered over Walmart. Walmart, said the preacher. Why Walmart? And she said, well, then I'll be assured that my daughter will visit me twice a week. Just saying. So today, even in the midst of these hats and a little less formality, it is still all about praising God. Even though that praying mantises can raise their hands and praise God. I want to say thanks to the person that got down on that level and took that picture. I haven't seen any of those for a while. That, I believe, is a female. They have a little bigger backside on them. And you may or may not know that in the process of mating, she rips his head off and eats it. And yeah, she kills him, just like the black widow spider does. And honeybees, when the queen mates with her 12 to 15 drones, they all die in the process as well. What's that? That's probably her victory dance. Well, that I'm not sure. I didn't tell this story at the first service, but there's a story about a man that he went into a restaurant had an ostrich following him. And he went in and placed his order and said, well, I'd like an order of scrambled eggs, some home fries, and some toast, and a cup of coffee. And he looked, the waitress took his order, and he looked at the ostrich and said, is that what you would like? And the ostrich says, yes, that'd be fine. And the bill came, and it was $10.32. And he stuck his hand in his pocket and pulled out exactly $10.32. A week later, they came back for breakfast and sat down, and the waitress came and still intrigued a little bit about this couple. And they ordered steak and eggs and hash browns and coffee and some orange juice. And the gentleman looked at the ostrich and said, is that what you would like? And the ostrich says, yes, that would be fine. That would be fine. Thank you. And so when the bill came, it came to $32.87, and the guy reached in his pocket, and bingo, there again, it was exactly $38 and, what did I say, 72, whatever the cents was. It was exact. And so the waitress said, wait a minute. She said, now I remember you here last week, and the same thing happened. You reached into your pocket and pulled out the exact change. What's the deal? The guy said, well, he said, I was cleaning out a closet and I found this lamp. And he said, I rubbed this lamp and this genie came out and said, I'll grant you two wishes. And he said, so the first wish was that no matter what I purchased, I would always reach my hand into my pocket and I would always have the exact change in my pocket. And she says, man, that's incredible. That's a great wish, because most people wish for, you know, $1 million and it runs out. Wouldn't that be fun to try to get it to run out? But he says, yeah, I've just always got exactly what I need, no matter what I want to buy. And she says, that's great. But what about this ostrich? He says, well, my second wish was for this tall chick with long legs who always said yes to everything I asked her. All right, I'll stop. Really? Oh, so, you know, having just come through Easter, what do you mean it wasn't you who just said good morning? You know, I can't imagine being one of those guards on that morning and waking up or having that rumbling and to see that stone rolled away and to realize that he's just not there. Wouldn't that be a great way to come out in the morning and see that cloud in the shape of a heart and know that it's just going to be a blessed and a good day in the midst of no matter what happens? Because if you'd see that cloud in the morning, there'd be no doubt that God's presence was with you. Good story is told of a well-known minister who was walking along the street one day and saw a crowd of boys sitting in a ring with a small dog in the center. He came up to them and put to them the following question. What are you doing to the dog? And one little boy said, whoever tells the biggest lie wins the dog. Oh, said the minister, I'm surprised at you little boys. When I was like you, I never told a lie. There was a silence for a while until the one boy shouted, hand him the dog. All right, now for the older generation, you might not get this. I'll explain it. My mom texted me, what do IDK, LY, and TTYL mean? And so I answered, text back, I don't know, love you, talk to you later. And mom said, okay, I'll ask your sisters. For those of you that maybe didn't get it, IDK, I don't know. Love you, talk to you later. All right. If you're happy and you know it, take your meds. If you're happy and you know it, take your meds. I just, you know. But you know, in the life of the church, we all know that we sin. And so when I've seen this before, don't judge someone just because they sin differently than you do. You know, it's easy to point fingers at others and not easy to point fingers at ourselves. But sin is a human factor in the lives of all of us. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. I just thought of you all as the choir, so you know. And I'm going to take up photography because it's the only hobby where I can shoot people, cut off their heads without going to jail. How many photographers do we have here?
I'm starting.
You're starting. We're going to start a new photography club here. Oh. You know, as that family circus can really cut to the quick sometimes. You know, what's this little boy's name? Jeffrey. You know, he's got this little robot over here. Looks like some type of a stuffed animal there. Dinosaur, another little teddy bear, clown, and Spider-Man. Bless us all. You know, God in God's great wisdom created us all differently. Differently around the world. And, you know, out of the mouth of a babe to bless us all. And we don't always associate with others as children of God, and shame on us. And when those moments interfere, no, Billy, your sins cannot be erased by Photoshop. Photoshop can do a multitude of things. That's a computer program where, you know, you could make me look 20, 30 pounds lighter. You could put hair on my head and, you know, just kind of have fun when you do all that kinds of stuff and just totally change the well-being of a person. And yet, it will not erase those sins. One of the things we talk about in the Disciple Bible Study class is that in the world of today, and attorneys' job, we pay them to reduce our time, to reduce the consequences of our actions. And yet in the life of the church, forgiveness removes the sin, but forgiveness does not remove the consequences. And frequently in our lives, it's those consequences that help to reshape and remold and retrain us, and are good things that we indeed must and should need to go through. Come on, Adam, please pick up all your clothes. I guess maybe that would be a little better in October. And of course, although later disqualified, Jesus was spectacular at winning his first school swim race. Any swimmers here? Yes, I was not. I don't float well. Of course, then Jesus cleared the temple. We know that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that was the Monday or Tuesday of Holy Week. In John's Gospel, the Gospel read this morning, that was one of the first acts that Jesus did in his three-year ministry. And in John's Gospel sets the stage of that cleansing of the temple for the rest of his ministry, of them trying to kill him. And you know, what would it be without a mother-in-law joke? Yes, she certainly sounds hard to live with, but I told you before, I cast out demons, and a mother-in-law is not a demon. I will go on the record to say that my mother-in-law, Lawana, is the best mother-in-law I've ever had. She's also the only mother-in-law I've ever had. My sister posted, what was National Sibling Day last, what day was that? Thursday? Friday? And I understand today is, what did they say, Only Child Day. Any only children here today? We only had one at the early service. One back there. Anybody else an only child? Oh my goodness, it happened again. You're the only child. It's an only child. There was one at the early service, and you're the only one again. Isn't that something? Yeah, only one out of everybody. My sister posted a picture of the four of us. My older brother, me, my younger brother, and my sister, back in the 70s when we had on those leisure suits with those silk shirts. Remember those? And I said to Abigail, I said, and the worst thing about those leisure suits with the silk shirts is that silk really stunk when you sweated. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. And I said something to someone. I said, well, that's the dumbest sister I have. Right there in that picture, the dumbest sister I have. She's also the only sister I have. So she happens to be the smartest and the dumbest sister that I have. And so, gotta see how long it takes you to get that. You know, we're all about talking about Jesus to other people. So we'd like to talk to you about some cheeses. I just couldn't resist. You know, in any building like this, there may be some church mice around. Hopefully there's not three of them. Good old Woody over there. That looks close to a either, what do you call it, pilated or pilated. I'm not sure how that is. Woodpecker just knocking the living daylights out of everything. And I had a fly swatter years ago that my grandmother had that said, why didn't Moses swat those two flies when he had the chance? I wondered if you'd catch that. Why didn't Noah swat those two flies when he had the chance? I pulled two ticks off our cat last week. You know, why didn't Noah get rid of those ticks? You know, and those fleas and those mosquitoes, when he had the chance, was down to only two. Well, no, wait a minute. Now, if you continue reading, there were not two of every animal that went in the ark. Well, were they? Oh, I caught your attention. Yeah. We teach our kids it was two animals of each went onto the ark, but that is not correct. If you do read it, they did go on in pairs. But the scriptures differentiated between clean animals and unclean animals. What's an unclean animal in Jewish tradition? Yes, what would that be? Give me one.
A pig.
Pig, because it the hoof and all that jazz. Pigs are unclean, seafood's unclean, and all that jazz. So the scriptures tell us that And the unclean animals were never used for sacrifices. The clean animals, the ones that we traditionally eat, were used for sacrifices. And so if you do read in the scripture, you will read that seven pair of clean animals were taken on the ark and one pair of unclean animals were taken on the ark. All right? What's that? I don't know whether they ate the other ones. I didn't ask that question. I didn't go there.
The
I didn't
worms go. Came in apples.
The worms came in apples. Yes, yes. Apples, not pears. Yes, yes. Bears. I don't know whether bears were clean or unclean. I'm not sure on that one. But this is an interesting bear. My brother-in-law took this picture. It was in their backyard, and he went outside the house to take this picture. We said, David, that's his name as well. But, you know, he's just been a gorgeous, or she, I'm not sure whether it's male or female, with the white blaze patches, and they did see him around a couple times. I don't know whether they've had one this spring yet or not. I think last fall they did. I don't know whether it was the same one or not. That likes to bend over their bird feeders and go to town with them. My mom and dad have had one as well, as a different one. Last summer, one day, they saw it four times. The one day, my mom was reading on the back porch, and she heard a commotion and thought, what are those birds all fussed up about? And she looked up, and probably from me to you, the bear was coming up on her back porch. Yeah, that close. And in order for my mom to get into the house, she had to go to it, towards it, and then go in the house. But she didn't do that. She just looked at it and said, bear, get out of here. And it looked up, oh, and then walked through the yard, grunted again, and, you know. But I really put this bear here because of the next picture that I dearly love, but I don't know that I'd want, looks to me like it is possibly somewhere in Alaska. And, of course, with that little hump right there, I would say that's a grizzly bear. And, of course, at early service, we were wondering why the grizzly bear would top the kids. But I think a grizzly bear will top whatever it wants. And I'm not so sure that my kids would be outside playing in that community. But I guess you just kind of have to learn how to deal with them. And I'm just not even going to comment on that one. But we all do stupid human things on occasion. And thankfully, there is grace and forgiveness. And God is much more lenient than our brothers and sisters. And of course, pay no attention to those who talk behind your back, because it only means that you're two steps ahead of them. And celebrate that fact as well. And, of course, it doesn't do any good to be talking against and behind anyone's back at all. Our son's an honor student. Our son is in medical school. Our son is God. Kind of a little bit of a weight to carry as a mom or a dad. Any cheerleaders here? Any pom-pom? Okay. Maybe next Palm Sunday we'll have a special day for you. No, not going there. Yeah. And interesting one. We were out at Applebee's, and you can now pay at Applebee's at your table. And I had two gift cards. I knew one was a partial balance and a full balance, and there were four of us. And so I swiped the one that had, you know, the $5 on it or whatever, and it shifted that it wanted me to put in the tip. And I said, well, I haven't even finished yet. But the default was 20% of a tip. And I hadn't even gotten to that point. And so I thought, oh, isn't that interesting that, the church has been asking for some 3,000 years for 10%. And yet others keep increasing. I love this. That mom or dad had a good idea. You know? What's that? They are not looking very happy. Our get along shirt. And in light of things, as I mentioned, of shootings and tension and turmoil around the world and in society and in different places. I believe it's the words of Rodney King, why can't we just get along? And when I look back at little Jeffrey kneeling on his bed, you know, bless us all, and I think about the birds under our bird feeders and how they get along. And even when there's an added one of say, a squirrel or a chipmunk or something different or a rabbit, they just still seem to get along. And yet for us, that's sadly can be so difficult. Hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but it has not solved one yet. You know, maybe we need to say hate no longer is going to be the rule, but let's give love the place that it deserves in the world, and let's indeed give peace a chance. I don't know where I got these. There were about 10 or 15 of these that individual did these micro carvings on regular size pencils, obviously, that is blown up. And, you know, there's a hammer and maybe a table, a face of Elvis, and different things that have been carved in. But, you know, it's pretty neat. And the hope is that we can have our hearts connected to one another, to Almighty God, that we might seek the peace that comes from Christ. And when we have that peace, then we might experience the presence of God's Spirit that enables us to be set free from those things in the world and those things in life that capture hold of us and hinder us. You know, we read about the dove in different places in the Scriptures of being released from the ark, and especially at the time of Jesus, with his baptism and the Spirit of God descended in the form of a dove. And when we allow God's presence to connect our hearts, minds, and spirits with our brothers and sisters, well, then we can all wear those beautiful smiles on our faces and celebrate that indeed God is a blessing and a gift, and we receive that peace that passes our understanding. Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, your presence is upon us and we are not alone. We know, O God, that sometimes life is tough and difficult, and sometimes we want to control and direct things in our way. And yet, O God, it's not about us. It's all about you. And so we pray that, well, in those moments when there's tension and turmoil, that we'll put on that get-along t-shirt. That we'll remember that our hearts are connected because you are the creator of us all. And might we pray for that peace, that wisdom of your Spirit that seeks to guide us in all that we do and all that we say. For this, O God, we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.